On Washington College Week, rising sea levels are already affecting communities. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aaron Lampman, associate professor in the Department of Anthropology at Washington College, examines why coastal residents don't accept this fact.
In low-lying communities on the Chesapeake Bay, high tides and strong storms routinely drown parking lots, roads, and waterfront neighborhoods. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the rate of sea level rise on the Chesapeake could reach 11 millimeters per year by 2050. Whole communities will soon be permanently underwater. Resource managers and planners are trying to help people with managed retreat, an organized method to move communities to higher ground. But they're running into resistance. In new research I have undertaken with my students and my colleague David Casagrande of Lehigh University is helping them learn why. Our team last summer interviewed residents in vulnerable communities on Maryland's eastern shore to gauge their perception of risk related to sea level rise and to learn what adaptations they are already making. We used a text analysis data package to identify and code for certain themes, developing a qualitative analysis of people's beliefs about flooding. What we found is that most residents do not accept the concepts of sea level rise or climate change. Instead, they use historic evidence and multi-generational memory to point to erosion or flooding as the cause. They exhibit a structural bias, seeking fixes such as seawalls rather than retreating. They modify their behavior to deal with the problem, for instance, using an old car when the water is high rather than submerging their better vehicles. People's history, sense of place, religion, and way of life all come into play in how they perceive the risk of sea level rise in these communities. Our research is helping local, state, and federal officials better navigate those complex relationships.
That was Aaron Lampman of Washington College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.